This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian residents of the Jenin refugee camp encountered scenes of widespread destruction as they emerged from their homes and returned from nearby shelters following the most intense Israeli military operation in the occupied West Bank in nearly two decades. The two-day offensive destroyed the camp's narrow roads and alleyways, sent thousands of people fleeing their homes, and killed 12 Palestinians. Part of the Israeli government's response to a terrorist attack last month was an announcement legalizing and expanding Jewish settlements in the West Bank. The international community has called on Israel not to move forward with these projects. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from the West Bank.
Hardline National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir called on young Jewish settlers to respond to terrorist attacks by building new settlements anywhere they can. We are backing you up, he said. Run to the hills and settle. The international community says all this settlement construction inflames tensions in an already volatile situation. Jewish settlers say this Israeli government has been the friendliest to their cause than any that preceded it. They hope that the far-right policies will finally put an end to talk of Israel withdrawing from the West Bank to create a Palestinian state. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Givat Harel in the West Bank.
The UN Security Council debated on Wednesday the latest Children and Armed Conflict report, which now includes Russian forces after the invasion of Ukraine.
Despite progress in some situations, grave violations against children continue to go unpunished, and perpetrators are unchecked by the national and international legal systems.
Special Representative of the Secretary General for Children of Armed Conflict, Virginia Gamba. This is VOA News, online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of planning to attack one of the world's largest nuclear power plants, but neither side is providing evidence to support their claims. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Zaporizhzhia plant is located in southeastern Ukraine and occupied by Russian troops. Citing intelligence reports, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow's troops had placed objects resembling explosives on the roof of several power units there. He said the objects could be used to simulate a false flag attack. In Russia, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov adds Moscow's making every effort to counter a great threat of sabotage by Ukraine. Russia occupied the plant in the early stages of the war, and over the past year, both sides have repeatedly accused each other of shelling the facility. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi on Wednesday vouched for the safety of Japan's plan to release treated radioactive water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant into the ocean after he surveyed the facility. In a major milestone for the decommissioning of the power plant, destroyed in a massive earthquake and tsunami in 2011, the IAEA said on Tuesday a two-year review showed Japan's plans for the water release would have a negligible impact on the environment. At least 28 cultural and archaeological sites in Sudan are being targeted or suffering collateral damage amid months of fighting in the country. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
Among the cultural casualties are precious books at a major museum in the capital, Khartoum. Sudan also has two UNESCO World Heritage sites related to the ancient kingdom of Kush, which controlled trade between southern Africa and Egypt at the time of the pharaohs. The island of Merowe is home to one of the largest ancient pyramid complexes in Africa. Jebel Barkal is a sacred sandstone mountain close to tombs, temples, and palaces that dot the course of the Nile River. Sudanese archaeologist and researcher Ismail Hamid Noor says those sites are away from Khartoum, reducing the direct risk.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Police in South Africa say at least 16 people, including three children, have died in a gas leak. Emergency services, meanwhile, say as many as 24 people are dead. Police said Wednesday the incident happened in an informal settlement in the city of Boksburg on the eastern outskirts of Johannesburg. Police say two people have been taken to the hospital for treatment. An emergency services spokesman says the gas leak has stopped. Find more online or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.